This is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231 is the number. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Swiss Miss.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Everything on our website is totally free, so go grab it up, freetalklive.com. Still to come here tonight, we've got some really sad statistics from Iraq. Also, more sad statistics from the United States in regards to our jail population. It continues to increase, and that's not a good thing. Doesn't mean that we're putting criminals in jail or bad people in jail. It means we're putting lawbreakers in jail. We'll talk about what the difference is. Also, a Marine recruiter has been found to have been teaching high school classes. Is that appropriate? We'll talk about that. Pencil rape, decriminalization, National Masturbation Month, and more. It's all coming up here tonight. But, Torgo, I think we're going to go to you with a story about a policeman.
Yes, we will.
Making stuff up.
Yes, we will. But...
which cops tend to, well, they do quite often. In fact, before we do that, I want to talk about a video that I saw today on the bulletin board system. I posted it there. I actually saw it over at nhfree.com first. And it was actually, to give credit, it was made by some socialist chick, which is too bad because it'd be better if these types of videos were made by liberty lovers. Anyway, what it was footage from a protest that was happening in Portland, Oregon back in 2002.
Okay.
And there were a lot of people behind a police barricade, and they were chanting and shouting, and they had signs, and there was some meeting going on inside a hotel, and that's what they were angry about. I don't even know what the issue was. But the police, at one point, got out big cans of pepper spray, got out their baton.
The crowd-sized can.
Yes. And, like, the essentially, the size of this can was like a fire extinguisher. I mean,
oh, my God.
Things of pepper spray.
That's going to blow back on the police, too.
If it was windy, it certainly would.
Hmm.
Anyway, so they essentially were attacking this crowd with pepper spray and then pushing the police barrier. So they were moving the crowd back.
And then they
pushed
the barrier. Gotcha.
Right.
It's kind of a good crowd control.
Well, the interesting thing was they were showing clips from the news, and you can go to the BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com if you want to see it yourself, but they were showing clips from the news, and the news reporters were saying, and police have reported that they're doing this because someone threw a bottle. That's the reason why they were attacking the crowd with pepper spray and batons.
Somebody threw a bottle? Did it have, like, a burning rag sticking out of it?
No. The allegation was that somebody threw a bottle.
Yeah.
Now, there were different sets of video cameras on the scene here. There were cameras that were being held by the protesters. There were cameras there by the news organizations. And there were also cameras being held by the police themselves. In fact, that's what this entire video was about, was showing the police and their video cameras and how it is that they're videoing people. And somehow, I don't know how they pulled this off, maybe it was a Freedom of Information Act request. I'm not sure what it was, but they somehow managed to procure the police videos. So normally when you see footage of a protest, it's either coming from the news people or the people at the protest. You never get to see what the police are recording. Well, in this case, you could. In this case, you could see how the police were zooming in on people's faces. So there were certain people wearing masks. They were zooming in on their face, tracking down so they could see the type of clothing they wore, even down to their shoes, taking orders from higher up, saying, look, zoom in on that guy. Get that guy. He's a leader. We saw him at this other event last week.
Mm.
And so they were targeting people. That was interesting enough. But what was more revealing was the actual police footage of one of the police sergeants who is essentially, he straight up was giving orders to the police saying, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to move forward. We're going to take these barricades. We're going to attack them with the pepper spray. And then if they don't move, we're going to shoot them with pepper bullets. Apparently they've got both rubber bullets and pepper bullets now.
What the heck does a pepper bullet do?
I guess it would burn when it hits you. I'm not sure about that. That's an excellent question.
It would explode on impact with a burst of pepper spray.
Ah. Possibly. Maybe. I don't know.
A small capsaicin cloud just would fly out.
Well, anyway, so the cop was literally giving his subordinates orders as to how to go about doing this. This was not something that the cops just happened to do because someone happened to throw a bottle. First of all, there was no bottle thrown. None of the footage shows that actually happening. And if it was really a reactionary thing, then they would have just started spraying after the bottle was thrown. But no, this guy was giving orders saying, here's what we're going to do. First step, second step, third step. If they don't move, you can shoot them with the pepper bullets. So they had a plan to attack this crowd to get them to move to a different portion of the street. It was really just sick watching the police plan on violating people's constitutional rights to freedom of speech?
Well, the thing about whether or not the bottle got thrown is it's just likely enough that it's believable. Who knows whether the bottle got thrown or not? That you can't say that it didn't get thrown, because it's sort of one of these arguments is, so what if the bottle got thrown?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that really, you know, I mean, is that really worth doing, you know, whatever it is that they did?
Attacking an entire crowd of people.
Maybe it is worth it.
I don't think it is.
But I don't know. I didn't get to see the video. I'm not sure. But
this cop wasn't angry. He wasn't saying, we just got bottles thrown at us, so we're going to strike back. No, he was just essentially saying, okay, we got to move this crowd, so we're going to hit them with pepper spray and pepper bullets. And I am now being told that Torgo is correct. A pepper bullet is indeed a pepper spray-filled paintball.
Mm. Yeah.
So that's, I just thought it was really disturbing. You can see it for yourself at bbs.freetalklive.com to actually watch the cops plan to hurt innocent people. It was pretty sick. So, Torgo, do you have your story?
I certainly do. All right, this is a story, a first-hand account of something that a street musician in New York City experienced with trying to play some music in the subway.
Mm, that's not allowed, is it?
Certainly is.
Oh, it is? Okay.
It still is. So, the musician had spent some time going from subway station to subway station and went to a particular platform, and here's where she picks up here. The first few good spots I checked were taken, so I settled for a spot that didn't look very good since there was hardly anyone there.
Mm-hmm.
But I figured more people might come later, so I set up anyway. I had only played a tune or two when two cops came up and told me that I needed permission to play music in the subway.
Really?
Yep. She says, I explained that, in fact, I didn't need any special permissions, and I backed this up by showing them the rules in two formats.
Mm-hmm.
One,
she was prepared. That's good.
Yep, one is the new rule pamphlet that they apparently have all over the place, just, you know, pamphlets of what's allowed in the subway and stuff like that, which says that it says that she's not allowed to use an amplifier, but it doesn't specifically state that she's not allowed to play a musical instrument.
Right.
Now, the cop pointed out that was just a short pamphlet and didn't list all the rules. She said, so I showed him the much longer rules that I printed out from the NYPD website.
Uh-huh.
Which states, artistic performance on transit facilities are permitted. It then has a bunch of rules saying I'm not allowed to perform on a subway train within 25 feet of a token booth, yada, yada. You know, there are designated areas.
Right. Otherwise, people would just pile up in different, you know, they have rules on trying to keep it orderly.
Right. She says that she was obeying all of those rules.
Hmm.
Then, rather predictably, without admitting that he was wrong, he went on to say that, let's see, that the case for her instrument was illegal.
Really?
Since someone might put money in it. You know, if the case is sitting there open.
Well, they're not allowed to get donations?
Well, that's what the cop says. The cop says, well, somebody could walk by and put money in it. Then you'd be panhandling.
Hmm.
Right, which that's not legal, is to sit there and beg in the
But that's
subway.
Not begging.
I know
Playing
that.
Music isn't begging.
Right, I know that. Hmm. Now, she says that she's pored over the subway rules, and not only do they say the instrument cases, not only do they not say that instrument cases are illegal, but they come right out and say that they are legal.
Wow.
In fact, in paragraph 12, she asked the cop to read the paragraph in question.
Mm.
And he says, are you telling me what the law is?
Yeah. You're darn right.
Apparently you're not very good at it.
So she says, no, I'm not telling you what the law is. I'm showing you what the law is.
Oh, my.
And then we have his reaction
does
to that.
Does it escalate?
Oh, yeah, it does. It gets a little more interesting.
800-259-9231. She's also not the only person who stood up to the cops recently. We'll give you a story from what happened to some libertarians in Alabama on a college campus, also standing up to the police. Hopefully this girl didn't get a crack to the head. We'll find out what happened coming up. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. Toll free, 800-259-9231.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the disease that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jobs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You're not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more about the Free State Project at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Slim Jim.
And Mark.
That is definitely not an appropriate name for you.
No. Well, that's okay. I got a better one next break.
Okay.
1-800-259-9231. That's Torgo, by the way. You can also join us online at freetalklive.com.
Up Torgo being clever by mentioning a new ConAgra food
you
name.
You gave it away.
It's so funny.
Well, why are you giving it away?
It's hilarious.
Yeah, I know. Well, it was.
Now, now everybody can get the joke.
Now they're going to try and guess what's next, right? Now what's the next ConAgra food?
This is great stuff that people need to know.
Right, exactly. What it was when I told him about this idea, he told me it was too obscure and no one would get it. So now he's trying to make it appeal to the LCD.
No, I thought people were getting it at the Swiss Miss. And,
oh, okay.
But whether it's all
no
ConAgra foods.
No, it was ConAgra, though.
Right, that's the really...
Right, okay.
But we need to get them on as a sponsor. We need to talk about free promotion.
All right, 800-259-9231. You can get updates at updates.freetalklive.com. Whenever there's something new to know about the show, you'll know first if you're on the updates list. Again, that's updates.freetalklive.com. So, Slim Jim, you're Torgo, whoever you are, you're telling us a story about a subway in New York City where a street performer had set up shop. They tend to do this sort of thing because they, well, that's their thing. They like to perform for people and maybe get a few bucks in their, you know, in their hat, if you will, for doing so. So this person had set up. And the cops came by and immediately started to claim that she did not belong there. She was not allowed to be there. In fact, she was allowed to be there as she pulled out the rule book to show them. The cop then claimed that, well, okay, you can be here, but you can't be here with that case, that instrument case. That's against the rules. She said, no, here's rule number 12. Take a look for yourself.
Right, and rule number 12 states, you may accept donations for your performance, but you may not use your performance as an excuse for active, aggressive solicitation.
Mm.
So you can't play and say, please give me money, I'm playing you music.
Right.
For example...
You have to hold out your hat or whatever.
You could say that, but you can't be aggressive about it.
Right. Well,
hey!
Active, also. Let's see. For example, you may have an open instrument case into which listeners may place donations, but you may not walk through the audience with a container asking for payment.
Uh-huh.
So... she asks the cop to read paragraph 12. And as I said before, he got all testy. He's like, are you telling me what the law is? She says, no, I'm showing you what the law is.
Here it is. It's the law.
And she says, I was showing him much more politely than he was telling me about the law that he was making up. So she finally got him to read paragraph 12, and he read it out loud. He says, it says right here, you may not have an open instrument case into which listeners may place donations.
So he misread
just,
it.
No, he just threw the word not in there.
Hmm.
There, and he says, there, you see? Says right there in the rules that you can't have an open case. So she asked him to read it again. And he read it the same way.
Hmm.
Oh, my gosh.
Inserting the word not between the words may and have. She says, I gently took the paper out of his hands and pointed out the relevant part of the sentence and asked him to read it slowly. After working on him for a while, I did finally get him to read it correctly. My No Cop Left Behind program is going great. The rest of this, I'm just going to read her words because they're great. Inexplicably, he did not seem to feel the joy of personal accomplishment that should come from learning to read. Instead, he got even grumpier.
Well, what about the epiphany that he was actually wrong? I mean, shouldn't he have had a aha moment? Oh, you know, you're right. I'm so sorry I bothered you, ma'am. We'll be on our way. Look for some real criminals now.
But funny, people aren't that way about getting proven wrong.
No. And so then this guy decided he needed to read the whole page. So he's reading everything in depth trying to find something. And his partner decides that... he was going to try and find some way to get rid of her that didn't involve having to learn to read. So he said, well, how do you expect me to believe that those are the real rules from the real NYPD website?
Holy crap.
You could have just made them up.
Wow.
And trust me, I know you can make up rules. I do it all the time.
Right. How do you expect me to believe you're a real cop with rules?
She says, well, when you get back home, here's the website you can go to and look them up.
Right. Exact URL.
Yeah, so, and he didn't respond to that in any way. And so eventually a third cop wandered over, but just kind of watched for a little while and shook his head and walked off. Oh, man. So eventually, though, the first cop found what he was looking for in the rules that he'd been handed. Paragraph 11, the one immediately prior to the one in question, says, some station platforms are so narrow that any performance will always interfere with passenger movement.
Mm-hmm.
Performers should use common sense before choosing a location in which to perform, and in all cases must comply with the lawful orders and directives of police and transit employees.
Oh.
Just, aha! You're obstructing traffic, and you have to comply with my directives.
And then what?
So, she said, all right. Now, I picked this wide platform because there was nobody around. I figured I'd have plenty of room, but I'll tell you what. I'll just pick up my case and move right over there. And he's like, he got angry, but he couldn't do anything about it because his only rule was to tell her to get out of where she was standing. He was trying to get her out of the subway altogether. Yes. She's like, okay, I'll just move right over there to where there are more people, and I'll make more money.
Right.
Thank you, sir. And she just walked away.
Unbelievable.
She took the piece of paper out of his hand with the rules, and at the end she says, now I'm wondering if I was right to take my rules back. I really hope those cops, at least, let's see. I really hope that those cops, or at least the one that had developed a new ability and interest in reading, can find another set of rules somewhere, because apparently they don't know what they are.
No, they
and
don't.
Have no means of finding them out. Because here she is with the rules. Cops didn't know what they were.
And they
never heard
these
rules. How do we know those are the real rules? What could we do to possibly check the laws? We're just cops. How are we supposed to find out this information?
You know, it's just such it's such a naked, great example of how clueless the cops are, and how they just literally do walk around and make stuff up. They give you orders because they can. They tell you what to do because they've got a badge on, they're in a uniform, and they're carrying a gun. Really, that's what it's all about. It's not about the rules. Thank goodness she had the rules on her. Thank goodness she was prepared, otherwise she would have been really harassed that day. She would have probably been forced to leave.
Well, and the rules are set up so the cops can do that. I mean, you saw Rule 11 said, well, you know, none of this crap really makes any difference as long as one of our police officers tells you that he wants you to do something.
As long as he is giving you lawful orders and directives, which means if he's giving you an order that directly contradicts any of those other rules,
it's
then you
lawful.
Don't have to listen to it. It's not a lawful order.
Just because it comes from the mouth of a police officer should not make it lawful. Although I bet some judges would
no,
say that
I am the law.
Right.
It's just about that way.
Well, this is not the only cop story we have for you here. Also, there's some people in Alabama that stood up to the cops from hammeroftruth.com. There were petitioners out collecting signatures, for instance, to get Loretta Knoll on the ballot, one of the libertarian candidates there for governor. And so they took the entire Birmingham team of libertarians to a corner nearby a university to see what was going on because the cops had harassed one of their petitioners earlier. We called the watch officer of the UAB, University of Alabama, I believe, police, and after being placed on hold for a long period of time, we told them we were on the corner and going to continue collecting signatures until they showed us some law which said that we couldn't. So one of their guys had been harassed earlier, so they sent everybody out to collect petition signatures at that same location. Sure enough, three officers showed up a half an hour later and told us we'd have to leave. I got the name of two of the officers. The third stayed in the back seat of the patrol car. When I tried to walk close enough to the car to read his name tag, I was ordered to stand back. Corporal T. Coley told us we'd have to leave. I asked what law we were violating, and he seemed very perplexed. Then he said we were trespassing. We asked how could we be trespassing if we were on a public sidewalk on an open state campus in the middle of downtown Birmingham.
Excellent question.
We'll get the cops' answer in a moment. 800-259-9231. More cops trying to push people around. In this case, we'll tell you how we won. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Oh, God.
Oh, you didn't prep.
No, I did. And Butterball.
Oh, right.
You are a good Butterball.
And Mark.
All right. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have live streams. Broadband version of the show is there. Dial-up version, both of them totally free. Two sizes should fit everybody with an internet connection. freetalklive.com. You need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom? Or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. So we're talking about people standing up to the police. Torco, you had a great story about a girl in a New York City subway platform that stood up to the cops that were ordering her to leave and said, look, I've got the law. I'll show it to you. It proves that I can be here. After five attempts to actually read the law, the cop actually managed to read it correctly. Apparently, reading isn't a prerequisite to become a police officer, at least in New York City. And now we've moved to Alabama, the other side of the country, where some petitioners, one petitioner, libertarian petitioner, was having some trouble with the cops. And he'd called up Stephen Gordon from hammeroftruth.com and said, hey, man, I'm having trouble out here. They brought down an entire team of libertarian petitioners to that same corner, and they all started petitioning to see if they could stir it up again with the police. In fact, they even called the police to say, hey, we're out here, just to let you know. So three cops showed up on the scene. Corporal Coley told us that we'd have to leave. This again from Hammer of Truth. When I asked what law we were violating, he seemed very perplexed, and then he said we were trespassing. We asked how could we be trespassing if we were on a public sidewalk on a state-funded university in the middle of Birmingham.
Excellent question.
I asked again for them to cite what law we supposedly were violating so we could work together to find a reasonable solution to the problem. He simply restated his claim that we were trespassing on state property. I remember asking again how we could be trespassing on a public sidewalk on an open campus in downtown Birmingham. His eyes indicated that he didn't even follow the logic of my question.
Well, it doesn't benefit him to follow the logic.
Right. Around this time, Officer Woods stepped out of the car and joined in the conversation. After explaining what we were doing, he initially told us that we can't collect signatures because it's harassing passerbys. Yes, he called them passerbys instead of the correct word, which is passersby, on private property. So he claims it's private property. At this point, John Slevin, the ballot access team leader, asked the officer where we can collect signatures. He was then told to collect them in the middle of the relatively high traffic street.
You are allowed to collect them in the middle of the road over there, pal.
In the median, right?
In heavy traffic, go. I mean, that was a quick response from the cop, though. I will have to give him at least 1 point for that.
At this point, Slevin brazenly walked over to the closest pedestrian and obtained her signature. So right in front of the cops, he continued to do what they didn't want him to. He continued to collect signatures while I spoke with the officers. One of them finally told me that if we could collect them on the sidewalk across the street. I said there were no people over there, so defeat the purpose. I asked what the difference was.
No, it doesn't. It does defeat exactly the purpose. We just want to push you around.
The purpose is we don't want Loretta Nall to get on the ballot, essentially. But anyway, so he asked, what's the difference between the two sidewalks? We're on one side of the street. You want us to go to the other side. He said, The one we were at was state property. Wait a minute. How many private sidewalks are there? Unless they're in a gated community, a 100% private area, how many sidewalks around your town or your city are private?
Making crap up.
Yep. Let's see. He continued to collect signatures at this point. Okay, he said one was state property. I pointed out to him that the other one was state property, too. At this point, he looked at Slevin, who was busy collecting another signature, and said, he can't do that! I said, we intend to continue collecting signatures until the police show us some law that we are violating.
Any law.
Find one. Yeah. Pick it.
I finally asked one more time what the difference between the respective sidewalks was, and he never answered. I gave him a defiant look and just walked off. They hopped in their car and drove away. We collected signatures for another half an hour or so on that corner, and at least two more cops passed by, but they didn't harass us. As he says, we stood our ground, and were willing to risk arrest even on this one, but I figure the incident cost us $1,000 or so in manpower. Just getting all those guys out there to make a point, to be out there to back up the original guy that was being harassed. They weren't planning on doing that afternoon, but nonetheless. They also, by the way, this might have been... first of all, there was two things going for the protesters in this case, or two things going for the petitioners. One, there was more than one of them at this point. That's always helpful.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Two, he had a video camera.
Mm.
He mentioned it at the beginning of the article that he's got footage, he's got still photos that he managed to snap, he just hasn't been able to post them online yet. But just having that camera there and having two, three, four other people around with you is going to do a lot to protect you from cops stepping over the boundaries.
It goes a long way.
Absolutely.
They're not going to do anything dumb in front of the camera.
Certainly not, especially if they're in a public place. Now, if they're in a back alley and you've got a video camera and you're there with another person or two and there's three cops, then things get iffy.
Yeah, the video camera isn't magic. It's not kryptonite. I mean, it's not going to save you from them taking it away from you. And
right, exactly. They'll give that camera a good smack just to let the force go through to your head. You know,
they might just take the camera. Cameras are nice. They like to take things.
Yeah, I know. But if they're going to beat somebody, you know.
Beat them with their own camera?
Absolutely.
So you know, I've actually seen this in action. When we did our FIJA protest, our Fully Informed Jury Association protest out in front of the courthouse here in Sarasota, we went out with maybe five or six people, and I had a video camera strapped to me. And the cops actually approached me to ask me what was going on. They didn't know I was the leader of the group, but maybe the camera gave it away. Maybe it made me look more important. So they approached me to find out what was going on, and I explained to them, you know, we're out here handing out this information. And I handed him one of the brochures, and they were very nice. They weren't pushy at all, but I think that it had a lot to do with the fact that I had a camera, and there were four or five other people holding signs around me. So this is really important because it shows that we really can make headway in this, you know, in this political world of ours. All it takes is the courage to stand up to the police. Because they will try to shut you down. As we pointed out, these last two stories, they'll just make stuff up. They'll just make up claims about how you're not allowed to be here, how we're giving you lawful orders, and you're disobeying the police, and that's a crime on it, you know, on its own, to disobey police orders. And so they'll make it up. They'll do whatever they can to get you to go away from wherever it is they want you to go away from. But if you've got the courage to just say no to their illegal orders, to have some friends with you, because doing this on your own is pointless, we can win. We actually can win this. Your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Mark in Sin City. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring something up. This is unrelated to the particular issue you were just talking about. But one thing that's kind of scary, not only do we see this momentum building up for you know, plugging up the southern border, but it looks like Canada is doing its part to strengthen and build and help the police state metastasize. They just spent a whole bunch of new money to increase the number of border agents on our northern border, you know, Canadian Border Patrol. And they have, of course, this, it's called the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative. And within a few years, it's going to require a passport for Canadians and Americans.
Yeah, I've heard about that. That's pretty disturbing. Thanks for the call, Mark. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231, that you'll need a passport to actually get across the border to Canada. That's been corroborated elsewhere, so I think that's actually the case. More on the way. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. Then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes this debris so toenails look clear. This summer I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Peter Pan.
and Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The listener map is there. Over 1,300 of our listeners are mapped on it, and you can be on it as well. Go to map.freetalklive.com. It's totally free. Map.freetalklive.com. All right. So Mark, tell me about the Iraqi statistics that you have. They're pretty disturbing.
They certainly are. I checked these out with the... There's a Brookings Institute Iraq Index.
Okay.
And I checked these out, and they're true. from the AP. This morning, Jack Murtha appeared on CBS, the early show, to talk about the Iraq War. Murtha offered a sobering assessment. There's not only no progress, it's worse than it was in pre-war.
Yikes.
This thing has been mishandled so badly, the American people need to hear we're spending $450 billion on this war by the end of the year. $9 billion a month, so that we need to change course. The facts back Murtha up. Here's a summary of key indicators. This is amazing.
Who is this guy anyway? He's just a researcher?
Murtha?
Yeah, I missed that part.
Oh, he's a congressperson from Pennsylvania.
I think
he's a senator or representative.
Okay.
I'm not sure which particular variety of liar he is,
yeah,
but he's one of those two. Okay.
He's telling the truth about this.
So this is pre-war levels in Iraq versus now. Crude oil production, pre-war level, 2.5 million barrels. Now?
Per something.
That's, yeah, per whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't check that out. That's annually.
Okay.
2.14 million. So that's down 0.36 million barrels.
Yeah, yeah.
That's quite a bit. Electricity. There were 3,958 megawatts used in a month pre-war. Now it's 3,600 megawatts. So it's down, 358 megawatts.
That's nothing big. They're conserving.
It's about 10%.
Conservation. They're asking people to shut off the lights when they leave the room.
They're down 10% there. They're
usually by blowing up their houses.
Crude oil production's a little bit less than 10%. How about potable water? Now, I'd like to say this is it. As far as foundations of civilization, you don't get civilization without potable water. This is the big one, people.
Isn't it Maslow's hierarchy of needs? You got to have water, you got to have food, and you got to have shelter. Those are the top ones. Sleep up there too.
Pre-war levels, 12.9 million people. Essentially, everybody in Iraq had
having access
to potable water. Now, 8.25 million.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They've dropped 33%.
They don't even have access to water? What are they drinking?
Well, apparently they're getting... They must be getting it somewhere, but it says access to potable water, like in their community or something. Maybe they have to truck it in.
They probably have to go a ways to get it, yeah.
And people with access to sewer systems. Now, you'll note that it's less than half of the people pre-war Iraq had access to sewer in general.
Right.
But it's down 1 million from 6 million to 5 million.
Yikes.
Yeah. Now, I don't know whether we dropped bombs in the sewers or what exactly happened to
them. We dropped a lot of bombs, so I'm sure stuff got blown
But if
up.
You think that we've gone to Iraq and we've brought them,
freedom! Yeah.
Salvation.
Right.
They pulled down the statue.
Hey, now
they're
wait.
Happy we're there.
Now, wait a minute, Mark. They are happy that we got rid of that bastard Saddam Hussein. It's worth it for 8 million people, for 3 million people to go without water.
Yep, I'm sure that they really care about Saddam Hussein.
The world is better off.
When they can't have a nice big glass of water. Who cares what dictator's in charge if you can't have a glass of water?
Yeah, well, at least Saddam got them
that's
water.
That's how crappy we're managing this stuff.
He might have been a killer, but at least he got his people water. He could handle that part.
How stupid. I mean, what... At this point, you are a mindless drone if you support this war. Mindless.
The world's better off. The world is better off, right? I mean, that's why it was done, to get rid of a madman, a dictator.
Yeah. Madman, a dictator. Say whatever you want. Let's have some potable water here, people.
No, it's worth it. It's worth every last person who has to go without water now for us to be able to have some of Saddam's great one-liners in the courtroom.
No. Saddam is real entertainment in the
He's
courtroom.
He's great in the say. Courtroom. That's worth it. Let them all die.
So what
the cost? Don't turn off my Saddam.
If the cost to get rid of Saddam, because the original reason was the weapons of mass destruction, that was thrown out. Even Bush now admits that was, not there. They weren't there, all that, blah, blah, blah. So that's gone. So their whole excuse was, we set them free and we got rid of Saddam. Well, if that's a good enough reason to put 3 million people out of drinking water, if that's a good enough reason to remove, a million people from...
sewer?
From the sewer, so they have to poop in a bucket. If that's a good enough reason...
4 million people, by the way, from potable... over 4 million for potable water.
Thank you. So if that's a good enough reason to go through all that, then let's do it all around the world. That way we can set 500 million people free from potable water
and sewer.
Right, because there's a lot of dictators. I mean, if we got rid of one dictator, then we should get rid of all of them, and therefore we'll get rid of people's access to water and sewer as well.
It's just ridiculous.
Great idea.
It's
crazy.
Do you feel the strain of being chained down to your faucet and your your toilet? You use them every day. Well, don't worry. We'll take those pesky things right out of your life.
Here comes America.
Now it's time for some real adventure. America will let you hunt for your own water, kill your neighbors for their water. It'll be great.
Were there more reductions in services?
No, those are the big ones. And
what about garbage collection? I want to know about that.
There wasn't much for garbage collection. It's just Baghdad. And essentially, a lot of places you just tossed it wherever.
Yikes.
Sorry.
Bad news. If you're still out there and you support this war, we want to hear from you.
At this point?
We want to hear from you. There's someone out there that does. 800-259-9231. Tell me how it is that it's okay in your mind to put millions of people out of access to life's necessities simply to get rid of a dictator who's no worse or better than any of the other dime a dozen dictators around the world. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. We want to hear from you. We'll be right back.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Do not pass go and do not collect $200. We joke about Monopoly's famous catchphrase, but there's a real-life version that'll cost you more than paper money when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
It's no Monopoly, but bet your piggy bank it's a dangerous and costly game. Played by 56% of Americans and costing billions, the losers in this deadly play suffered 89,000 injuries and over 1,000 deaths. Yes, the game of Red Light Run, a leading cause of urban crashes, monopolizes everyone's safety. Red light crashes are more likely than any other accident to result in injury, and traffic monitors in one city spotted a run every 5 minutes. Prevent this dangerous game of chance by digging into your community chest with other locals and following this simple rule. Do not run on red. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to royalpurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, toll-free number 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And ready, Whip.
And then Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. If you like what we're doing on the show, then go and bid on our auction. We got an auction right now, auction.freetalklive.com. We're selling the third banner on our site for an entire month. You can promote virtually anything. auction.freetalklive.com. Last time I looked, it was at $26. What a deal. auction.freetalklive.com. All right. So, Torgo, let's talk about the Marine recruiter, since we've been talking about Iraq and how we've ruined people's lives over there, prevented their access to water and other necessities of life. Let's talk about the Marines and how they're trying to get new people into this war.
Well, of course, the Marines have an active recruiting program, like all the branches of the military.
Right.
For example, this particular instance in Madison, Wisconsin. The principal of a Madison high school said the school made a mistake in letting a Marine Corps recruiter conduct a PE class there.
Honest. That sounds like an honest mistake. I mean, who better to conduct a PE class?
Right. Some parents called the move a backdoor effort to recruit students, you think? Well, I don't know. Maybe because this could be...
So wait a minute. Are you telling me the Marine recruiter didn't just stick to physical education and he actually tried to recruit kids?
Well, they don't know.
Oh.
They don't know what happened in those classes.
Why?
Because there wasn't somebody there other than the kids. There wasn't somebody there watching.
The kids aren't talking?
The kids might be talking, but there's not anything that's been said about it.
I see.
Let's see. About 600 students from grades 9 through 12 participated in the class. Let's see. Apparently, the school district has rules on Marine or any military recruiter visits. It's three per, hold on one moment, I think it was three per school year.
Yes. Okay.
Three recruiter visits per school year. Well, this guy started conducting a regular physical education.
So he got 180 visits a year.
So he got a ton of visits per year.
Mm-hmm.
So people, whether or not he was actively recruiting, that took 600 students and exposed them to the Marines on a daily basis.
For more than they were supposed to be allowed.
Yep, absolutely. And so the Marine Corps guy there could absolutely start, you know, having them do their push-ups and all of that stuff.
Right.
But then also start talking about the Marine Corps in passing, just as conversation, not everybody come on down and take the ASVAB, you know, instead of doing that.
Well, I tell you, I just came from my weekend in the Corps, and it sure was great, kids.
Oh, man, it's just like, man.
Questions?
Drove a Humvee, got to ride in a tank,
shot some guns.
You know, I had to go to the doctor this weekend. Good thing the military pays for all my medical insurance. You kids, you're not going to get into a good college unless you join the Marine Corps and get the GI Bill.
Any of you kids having any trouble getting funding for college, just come talk to me after class.
Right, we'll work something out. Can probably get you, about $30,000.
Just take the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery and bam, you're in there.
Right, absolutely. So, yeah, this it's just absolutely another underhanded means of trying to recruit
people. I think it's interesting that it was the Marines in this case, because normally you hear it from the Army side. They're the ones that are having a tough time recruiting.
Well, now, the Marines aren't having an easy time of it either.
I've heard that all the other branches are making their recruiting quotas.
Hmm.
I've heard that every branch except for the reserves are hurting. They can't get anybody.
Well, that's because they sent them to Iraq.
And then
who wants
the Army
to go there for that?
And then the Army's also having a tough time. They're not making their goals, but the other ones are. So, interesting that it was a Marine recruiter in that case. 800-259-9231.
That led into something else I definitely want to talk about in the next hour. Just a related article.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. More about the Marines. Also, jail population in the United States continues to explode. Plus, it's National Masturbation Month. We'll explore all that and more. Your calls as well. This is your show. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.